Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, just a couple more days and we're celebrating 250 years of being in the United States of America. And I'm not 250 years old, but I've been here for quite a while and I have seen real change. But in the hearts of the majority of the people in this nation, we are so happy to be Americans and I'm grateful for that. I know a lot of people will be traveling this weekend and in fact, I heard a program just the other day, and that these people were celebrating Route 66. Kimberly, are you there?
I am. You're talking about my state.
Yes.
We have been really celebrating Route 66.
Yes.
In fact, we had over 5,000 cars in a parade down Route 66.
Oh, remember?
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, remember that song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66?
Right.
That was an old song, yes. And so people are so enthused. So, friend, I'm encouraging you, as we're going to encourage you in Romans 12 today, encouraging you to listen to that kind of joyous celebration rather than all the negatives, because the negatives are out there. But we're going to be encouraged as Americans to just really be revived again. I remember one man who had been from Scotland. He said, "I prefer Bucky's to Buckingham Palace." It was so cool. It was just adorable. It was really good. So people are, in fact, people from other nations are renting vehicles and just traveling the United States, because that's how you can really see the United States. And I'm so grateful. Other nations have come for the World Cup, and we thank President Trump for that, and seeing what this nation is all about. Oh, the joys in life begin with God. The treasures to be found are discovered in Jesus. Our hearts delight in opening and sharing them. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And just a few moments here, I'd like to tell you that Call to Freedom is on at 9 o'clock at night, at 2:30 in the morning, and 5:30 in the morning on 670 KLTT radio. And then on 1220 KLDC, you can hear us at 11 o'clock a.m. So if you're not used to those early hours in the morning, you can go at 11 o'clock a.m. on 1220 KLDC. And if you'd like to listen to previous programs, you know, go to freedomstreet.org, hit resources, and click on those radio shows. And also, Kimberly, you say we can go to Spotify. I did that the other day.
That's right.
I went to Spotify. And how do you get
that? Did you find us?
Yes. Yes.
You type in Freedom ST Radio.
Yes.
Freedom ST Radio, mm-hmm. And you'll find us right there.
That's right. It's right there. All you have to do is click. And we all know how to click now. I remember when I started doing the computer, and Kimberly, you were so precious. You said, "Mom, there's a lot of clicking that you're going to have to do." I did
don't
not.
Be afraid.
Oh, that's
don't be afraid
right.
to
don't
click
afraid.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Click, 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 click. So we are now pros at clicking. So
yes.
Praise God.
Well, I'm not sure how to just jump right into Romans 12 from that, but just remembering that yesterday we were talking about the mercies of God and how impossible it is for us to understand his mercy. And he connects his mercy and compassion to his thoughts and his ways being so much higher than our thoughts and our ways.
That's right.
So we need to understand that we are small ants. Just in comparison, if we would just look at a whole bunch of tiny ants, there's not one way that one little ant could understand our life, mm-hmm. and our home and how our home is laid out and what makes our home run with electricity and plumbing and what our relationships are like and who it is that is in our lives, what our joys might be, what our concerns might be. That one ant can't know any of that.
That's
and
right.
We need to remember that that's what we are like as human beings. We can't know everything that God has in store for us. He is merciful and kind and generous and will give us glimpses of His goodness and His mercy. He will give us glimpses of His power, but that does not mean that we've got it all figured out.
That's right.
So,
yes, and I realize as you were talking about this with me right before the program that you said you think that Romans 11 should have just been included into Romans 12 because it's a continuation of God's mercies. He starts right here in the very beginning of Romans 12. I appeal, and this is Paul, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren and sistern, beg of you in the view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice. That includes your mind. Every thought in your mind you bring into the captivity and obedience of Jesus Christ. And when those bad thoughts come in, oh, no, I cast that down in Jesus' name. That's not a godly thought. And boy, that really, it not only revives us, Kimberly, but it makes us toned into listening to the voice of Holy Spirit rather than the things of this world. And
yes.
I love that.
I had one of my brothers actually explaining to me that when he is walking and the clothing right now that the younger generation, they're wearing those crop tops, you know, and showing the stomach a lot more. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. I have no judgment for that. More power to you. If you feel like you've got the confidence to do that, more power to you. I don't have the confidence for that. So I don't dress like that. However, it's very hard for some of our brothers. It's very hard for them to stay focused on what they need to stay focused on when they're so distracted by the way that we women dress.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Yes.
And so this brother was telling me that he caught himself following somebody, you know, down the, as he was passing on the street, his eyes were following. He didn't physically follow her. He didn't fall into step, but his eyes followed her for a moment. And then he looked up and he went, oh, you saw that, didn't you, Father?
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Isn't that precious?
Yes.
You know, so I've been doing that even with thoughts in my mind. When I have a thought that, oh, I know how this goes now. Oh, wait, Father, you saw that thought. I think I know, but you know better.
That's right.
And I'm enjoying giving him every thought, catching all the little foxes and giving them to him. I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that is so good. We need to, if we do anything, present our bodies daily, spirit, soul, and mind, but mostly our bodies. They love to tend to go into places where God doesn't want us to go, so stops us and helps us to limit ourselves to thinking about Him and listening to Him. I know the other day, Kimberly, I had, do you have license emissions tests and all that in Oklahoma?
No.
Oh, you don't have emissions tests. Well,
no, we used to years ago, but our governor, he's like, nah, we don't need that.
Oh, see, you got a great governor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, because we get a little card here in Colorado, and it says emissions tests required, and it gives you the amount of money that you need to mail in during that month. Well, for some reason, the whole month of June, that's my month that I renew, it passed me by. And I thought about that, and I went in on the last day of June, and I said, oh, God, I've got to find this little card. Where is it? And I looked through all my envelopes and bills. You should see my desk. All through every layer of letters.
I have seen your desk. You were digging. Yes.
I was digging, trying to find that little card. Couldn't find it. So I go to the office. See, my mind is on finding the card rather than listening to God. And so I go into the office and I think, well, I need a copy then. I better go into the DMV or license tag for the state of Colorado. Oh, that was a mistake. For an hour and a half, I'm trying to find people who can at least tell me how to get a copy. And it's just a string of confusion, confusion after confusion after confusion. And finally, I said, oh, that's it. I don't care if I have to pay a fine or whatever. I'm just going into the house and Lord, I'm just going to pray. See, your mind begins to say, okay, there's a limit to all this frustration and all this thinking and trying to maneuver yourself into thinking about how you're going to solve this on your own. See, I wasn't.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wasn't asking God. Oh, God, you got to help. By that time, I was online and I was thinking, how am I going to solve this? So I finally give up. Praise God. And I'm walking into the house and I said, Lord, only you know. Only you know. Just guide me and lead me. I went back into the office, into my desk. And there it was. There it was. The card
right there
was sitting on the desk. And I'm going, oh, God, you're so good. It's like the time that I lost my watch and I found it in the drawer with my knives in the kitchen. Just, the angels are busy at work, just laughing and having a good time.
Playing hide and seek with you.
Thank you, Lord, for your angels that put this card right here so that numbskull Barbara could find it and do something about it. And so then the next morning, that was the 30th of June, I go and get the emissions test. And, of course, the Highlander just passed with flying colors and got it mailed. Good. And it was late. But hopefully I won't have to pay anything for, I think we get 30 days. See, you don't even do that. Oh, my goodness. We should all move to Oklahoma. Let's all move to Oklahoma.
Well, the only thing I can think of, no, we don't do it at all. I was going to say maybe our cars are a little bit newer and you only have to do it on old cars. But that's not true because our son's car doesn't have to do an emissions test, and his car is from the 1990s.
And it's like your governor, excuse me, I was going to call him your pastor, your governor, Governor Stitt, he actually relieved a ban on bottle rockets in your state. Yeah.
Yes.
And so you've heard all these rockets going off days before the 4th of July.
Yes, we have. Yes, it has been a noisy celebration already here in Oklahoma.
That's right.
And you know, I just want to say for those of you who are still listening after that story of finding the card, after digging and digging through all the stuff on the desk, and then there's the card right there on top, on the desk, right where Barbara can see it, right where my mom is able to see it.
Yes.
You know, if you don't believe that those things are possible, that's totally up to you.
That's it.
You can choose not to believe. But Romans 15:13 says that we receive the hope of our God, and our God of hope fills us with all joy and peace when we believe.
That's right, when we believe.
So you can choose not to believe, but when you do choose to believe against reason, it's against your own judgments, your own opinions. You know, it's against science. When you choose to believe, then our God is released to do supernatural things in your life.
Yes.
And he wants to do that. And you know what? We want that for you. We want you to have that kind of freedom in your life and experience freedom to see miracles happen. But you've got to believe that he's in the small ones as well as the big ones.
That's right, because reason is foolishness to God. And he goes on here in Romans 12. We're in Romans 12. I don't think we'll get very far today, but he goes on in Romans 12 by saying, do not be conformed to this world. You cannot sit on the fence and one day do this and another day use your reason and another day believe with faith. It's just not going to work. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to external, superficial customs, but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind with its new ideals and its new attitudes in Holy Spirit.
that's just it. If we're not willing to change our mind and go against what we've thought is a better judgment, to go against science, to go against our reasoning, if we're not willing to do that, that means that we're staying stuck in the old creation thinking, in the old creation life.
Yes.
But we want new creation thinking. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That means we're going to have to be brave and say, there's more to life than everything I have reasoned up to this point.
Yes.
And so I choose to be transformed, and it's really hard digging that up. So Lord, you do the work. You do the work. I'm bringing it to you, and I'm saying that's what I want, and I know I can't do it on my own. I need that's you right. to do it.
Yes, absolutely. It goes into the very last part of the second verse, Kimberly, saying that when we do this, when we obey God and we transform, those minds are transformed from that earthy, demonic thinking into something that has never happened before, so it's going to be kind of new to us, but we need to accept that in Jesus' name. We prove what the will of God is in our lives, that which is good and acceptable and well-pleasing and the perfect will of God. And then very next one, he says,
I'm sorry. I have to jump in there because that's how we prove that we're a new creation, is that we are letting him change our mind.
That's right.
We're letting ourselves become more merciful like him. And let's not forget, we're in Romans 12 here. We ended in chapter 11 of Romans talking about the mercy of God. We also jump over to 12 talking about the mercies of God.
Yes. Amen.
Then we've got to be open to that.
Yes. We've got to be also open. You were talking about pride yesterday, and it says in the third verse here, do not think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. So there is a submission that takes part here in Kimberly, yes. in giving your mind over to God so that he can transform it. See, we can only do the reading and the studying in his wonderful word, and he's the one that transforms our minds to think like him. He wants us to think like him. Wow.
That's right.
If
we're thinking like him in the way that he shows mercy and compassion, if we're thinking like him in the way that he grafts someone else into his kingdom that maybe we don't like, but he loves them.
Yes.
If we open ourselves up to that and realize that he's got a plan of redemption that is so big. You know, all right, I'm jumping back to Romans 11 real quick, because verse 26 says all Israel will be saved.
Yes.
It says that. You know, he's talking here about how he had to chop off some of the branches of his people because they became rebellious and disobedient. Mm-hmm. So he took them off. He pruned that vine. And he took them off and he grafted in those who were rebellious. Mm-hmm. If we've got some rebellious people in our communities or in our family that maybe we don't even like, we need to learn to have the mind of Christ that walks in forgiveness, that says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And you have your way in them. I don't want to keep them out of your kingdom by holding on to resentment or unforgiveness or anger. I don't want to do that. So that's how we get our minds changed, is we find ourselves willing to let go of those kinds of things and let God have his way. That is how it shows us the good and acceptable and perfect. And that is how we humble ourselves and walk with him.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now, some of you listening may think, oh, I'm just not worthy of any of this. I feel so inferior all the time. I'm full of shame and reproach, and there's nothing good in me. Well, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've made him Lord, a Savior and Lord of your life, then you know that there's a transformation going on. You have a new spirit now, friend. So you can think, as Kimberly said, that you are beginning to be transformed by God himself. and you are beginning to get a forgiving heart towards others, a loving heart towards others, a feeling of being part of that wonderful family of God, and no longer being rejected or neglected or ignored, because you are now a child of the Most High God. Kimberly, this is such a freeing experience. Talk about the 4th of July. Oh, this is just such a freeing experience for every human being that accepts Jesus. Yes. Accepts Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
And that goes for yourself as well. You have forgiveness for yourself. If you're thinking that you're not worthy or able, forgive yourself. Let God do the work. He is the one who wants to forgive you. Mm-hmm. We are the only ones that stand in our way.
Yes. And that's why Paul goes on in this chapter, after we're being transformed, we're renewing our minds, that we read here, we who are many, many, many people, are one body. I just saw it at the World Cup, Kimberly. I mean, these stadiums are being filled by 70,000, 75,000 people. I mean, huge crowds. And he says, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. And we have various gifts that we need to accept and give to one and give precedence to one another and respect for one another in these giftings. And
that's right.
I love how Paul puts all of this together in one chapter. He's, oh, what an anointed man. What an anointed man of God. And so we see that some are prophesying. We've heard a lot of prophesying going on according to his faith. And some serve people. There are people that love to serve. And I know of several people that love to come to my house and serve me and even clean the toilets. Yes, they're serving. They're doing things according to their faith. And then he who exhorts teaching, there are teachers that are teaching the body of Christ how to be transformed by God and by Holy Spirit. And those who exhort, those are encouragers. Those are people that continually encourage. Oh, and I love to be around people that are encouraging. Those that give, I know that there are some people that are so generous in their giving. That's the gift that God has given to them. So each one of us have a different gift in areas that we need to thank God and praise him for that gifting and mature in that gifting, grow up in that gifting, and it will accelerate into something beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Mercy, oh, your father was a man full of mercy, absolute mercy with cheerfulness. And it's just wonderful to see different people walking around in the body of Christ that have these different giftings.
That's
beautiful.
That's right. We all need to see that we need each other. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to make each other like one another.
That's right.
But we need those differences.
That's
we need
right.
all of those differences. I also like to think of those who are watchmen, you know, those who keep an eye out, and those who do walk in compassion, those who are, they invite, those who are in, they go out and give invitations. They're inviters. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a word, but inviters.
Inviters.
You know, there's so many of us in this world, and we all really need each other.
That's right. Oh, it's just beautiful to read. If you get a chance to read Romans 11 and Romans 12, if you don't have a word power for every hour that you're following in your Bible and reading through your Bible this year, do try to read Romans 11 and Romans 12. Oh, they're just going to bring such joy and peace that you're growing up. You're maturing. You haven't arrived. I haven't arrived. Kimberly hasn't arrived, but we're growing and maturing because we're abiding in him. And his love is abiding in us. And that's what it says in verse 9 of Romans 12. Let love be without hypocrisy. Be honest and truthful. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Oh, get away from those conversations that just drag you down and are deep in words that are ungodly. Get away from that. Well, you can say, well, I'm sorry, I've got another appointment. Well, I'm sorry, I gotta leave. I've got more to do that today. I think Holy Spirit can give you an excuse to get out of those situations. And it's so important. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging.
You know, yesterday, I just want to comment here.
Sure.
Because yesterday I was mentioning someone in my home that had caused some conflict. And there was a constant rubbing. And there wasn't the joy and the peace and the unity and the harmony and brotherly love like we're talking about right here. There was more just arguing. There was arguing and conflict, and that was causing confusion and also causing pain in my actual body. It was feeling pain.
Wow.
And I had to ask that person to leave, and we mentioned that yesterday. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When we are choosing to show love, we can say, we can ask somebody to leave in a nice way. And I did it in a nice way. I just let them know, you know what, we'll finish up the rest of this, and I'll let you go for now. You can get an early start to your 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. And I did it kindly. But the thing is, I'm not trying to avoid a confrontation. Sometimes when we get into these conflicts and confrontations, we think that we've got to duke it out and fight it out. But that's not brotherly love. What we can do is we can bring it to the Lord. And especially if we see something dark in someone else, we don't have to confront them on that. We can take it to the Lord.
Yes.
When we take that to God, that is preserving the brotherly love. That is being devoted to one another.
That's
because
right.
It's the Lord who can do the work in us.
And
He is the one who wants to do the work.
That's right. And I'm saying here that you may have asked Him to leave and you're going to finish the work. God is working on him as well. And he may
right.
need, like you said, he may need a rest time. He's been so busy that conflict has entered into his life. God is working on him as well. God's love
right.
and mercy is on all of us at different levels in our lives, Kimberly. And that's what's so beautiful about God and his love and mercy.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes.
Wow. I think we're coming to the end of our program.
I know. So we wish all of you such a wonderful 4th of July. Oh, God be with you and keep you safe. Oh, and we just wish you the very best. Take joy, my friends. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.